Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
When defining a digital strategy for your organization, it's important that you define one that's aligned with your business needs and objectives and ultimately allows you to be successful in your digital transformation. But what are those things that we need to include in our digital strategy when we're defining one? That's what I want to talk about here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients throughout the world reach their third stage of digital transformation success. And one of the early engagements that we typically get involved with our clients on is helping them define their digital strategy and roadmap. And oftentimes when organizations are defining their digital strategy, they want to jump directly into the technology and define what that technology roadmap is. And while this is an important aspect of digital strategy, there's a lot more that goes into defining a successful digital strategy that goes well beyond technology. We need to look at the strategic implications, the operational side of things, the organizational side of things, as well as other components that are critical to making your digital transformation successful. So what I want to do today is unpack a digital strategy framework that we use with our clients to help organizations and project teams understand what the different things are that they should be considering and thinking about and addressing as part of the definition of their digital strategy. Now, before I get started, I encourage you to download two different resources I'm going to provide. One is if you are interested in this visual that I'm about to go through with you here today, I've included my email address below and you can actually email me. I'll send you these slides that I'm about to go through. Secondly, I encourage you to read my book that's called Lessons from 1000 Digital Transformations. This is a book that outlines some of the best practices from a strategic perspective as well as an implementation perspective in helping over 1,000 clients through their implementations in recent years. You can read that book by scanning the QR code on the screen in front of you, or you can go to the links below to download this and other resources that I've provided for you. So when we're defining our digital strategy, there's a number of work streams that we need to think about. And the first one I'm going to talk about right now is business process management. This isn't necessarily the first thing that happens sequentially. As you can see, a lot of these things are going to happen in parallel, but this is the work stream I want to focus on to start, which is business process management. In order to define a digital strategy that makes the most sense for our organization and one that's most aligned with where we are today and where we're headed in the future, one of the key things you need to do to accomplish that is to focus on your current state and your future state business processes. I'm not going to dive into how to do this, but for more information about business process best practices, there's a video I'm going to direct you to right here. If you click on this link right here, it's a link to a video about how to handle business process improvement, how to do business process mapping as part of your digital transformation. In that video, I go into a lot more detail about how to go about this and some of the nuances of defining your current state and future state. But for today's purposes, all I'll mention is that you want to make sure you start with the current state so you know where you're starting from and you understand the strengths and the weaknesses of where you are today, as well as the future state business processes that you would like to get out of your digital strategy. Once you've done these two activities, that's where you start to look at the potential business process improvements, and you might even start deploying some business process improvements in parallel with selecting and deploying technologies. In other words, you don't necessarily need to wait until you find new technology to implement all of your process improvements, even though many of them will be enabled by new technologies. There's certain incremental improvements you can make to your processes now to help you get immediate value and to help set you on the course to that future state in the meantime. And at the very least, it gives you a roadmap and a future state that you can build an entire transformation plan around after you've defined the differences and the delta between your current state and your future state. So business process management is a critical part of any sort of digital strategy that you might need to define. Now, the next work stream worth talking about as it relates to digital strategy is your organizational change management. A lot of times organizations erroneously think that change management is something we don't need to worry about until later. This is something we do once we pick the technology, once we start training people on technology, that's where we start to worry about the people side of things. That's a big mistake. Reason for that is because in order to understand what your digital strategy is, what the most effective digital strategy is going to be for your organization, you need to understand the current lay of the land organizationally. Who are you today culturally? What are the strengths and weaknesses of your culture? What do you want that culture to be in the future? And ultimately, what do you want your organization and your people to look like in the future? If we don't do that, then we don't really know what our digital strategy is, and we don't really know what our digital transformation is going to look like. We'll be guessing at best if we don't do that organizational change piece of it starting in the digital strategy phase. But we don't do everything related to change management up front. We just do the early stages of change management. And those early stages include organizational assessment. This is where you look at the culture and the strengths and weaknesses of your current state, and you start to identify what the potential pitfalls are that might hinder your progress in your digital transformation. You also begin to look at the organizational impact. What are those things that are going to change as a result of moving to the future state of business processes that you've defined up here? So far, you know, as we go through this process, we're defining in parallel what the process improvements are. We're going to come down to enterprise applications here in a minute, but we're also starting to look at technologies and starting to get a better vision of what technology or technologies might be used to enable our transformation, which then in turn informs us on what our organizational impact is going to be. And again, we need to know how big of an impact we're talking. Are we talking this much change to our people or this much change? Depending on what that degree of change is, that's going to drive and determine what our overall digital strategy needs to look like and what our deployment plan needs to look like. And then finally, in the early digital strategy phase of a project, once we've done the organizational assessment and the organizational impact, now we can look at and build an organizational change plan that is specific to us and who we are and who we're trying to be as an organization. Now, there's a lot more I didn't cover here as it relates to change management. I could spend an entire video talking about change management. In fact, I have talked about change management in multiple videos. So I'm gonna link a playlist right here. It's a playlist to an organizational change management series of videos that I have on my YouTube channel in a great amount of detail that'll help you understand what some of these activities are. But for the time being, these are some of the main activities that you wanna start on from a change management perspective as you define your digital strategy.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Third work stream that's running in parallel with business process management and with organizational change management is the enterprise applications work stream. And this is really the more technical, the more software focused aspect of our digital strategy. And I think this is probably the one that's most intuitive, especially if you're a CIO or an IT person. This is the one that's very tangible. You can see it, you can touch it, you can feel it. You can contact vendors, start getting demos, and really start to get your hands on what technology could do for your business or what technology options are out there. So it's an important work stream, but it's not the only one as we're talking about here throughout this video. So the first thing that we do is we define our digital strategy. As we start to look at the software industry landscape, we look at, you know, what are our different major options. At this point, we're probably not going deep into a software evaluation or deep into a software selection, but instead what we're doing is defining our alternatives at a high level. For example, some alternatives include a tier one ERP system like SAP or Oracle, for example. That's one option. Another option might be a best of breed model where we go find a best of breed financial and accounting solution, a best of breed work management or warehouse management software, best of breed CRM or HCM software, just different types of technologies. Best of breed is one alternative. We could make the decision of whether we buy versus build, custom develop solutions. A lot of different options we have. So at this point, what we're doing is we're looking at high-level paths that we can take and high-level alternatives so that we can ultimately assess the pros and cons of each and determine which one is best aligned with our overall corporate or organizational strategy. So this is where we look at those strategic alternatives and the roadmaps. You look at what the different implementation timeframes are, the implementation budgets or the estimated budgets, the risk profiles, the potential business value and ROI. Again, we're looking really high level. We're not getting into demos yet. We're not talking to software vendors necessarily to do deep dive understandings of the software, but instead we're assessing the pros and cons of these different alternatives we have at a high level. And then from there, this is where you start to look at a short list. This is where we start to narrow it from a long list to a short list to where we do identify what those specific alternatives are that we might dive into either as part of our digital strategy, or it could end up being a separate software evaluation and selection that happens after digital strategy. A lot of it just depends on where you are as an organization and how urgent you're moving as an organization. Once you've defined that short list, this is where you start to look at the technology recommendations and the implementation roadmap and plan. And again, when you get to this part right here, this is a part that you might push out to a separate software evaluation phase, especially if you're not certain that you're going to move forward with the digital transformation. It may be that you push this out until you know that you have alignment and approval for moving forward with the transformation. But more often than not, organizations define their recommendation or their suggested software along with an implementation timeline and cost as part of their digital strategy. So these are some of the major things you want to think about and evaluate as part of the technical enterprise application component of your digital strategy. Now next, another component of our digital strategy should be the solution architecture. How will our technical solutions that we've looked at here, how will these technical solutions fit into the overall architecture? And this is where we look at how we're going to integrate systems, how we're going to manage data, how we're going to handle business analytics, business intelligence, reporting, things of that nature. And it's a way for us to really lay out that technology roadmap. How are the various moving parts going to fit together into a cohesive technology roadmap and technology strategy within our digital transformation or our digital strategy? Now, a lot of organizations think, well, I don't need to really worry about this because I'm just going to go pick one ERP system. If you do that, if you're able to pull that off, you're one of a tiny fraction of organizations that can actually do that, because most organizations end up with multiple systems. Even if they want a single ERP system, they inevitably end up with some legacy systems or third-party bolt-ons that they have to maintain for regulatory purposes, or because the integrated ERP system won't do what they need it to do, so therefore they end up with other bolt-ons. Or even if you do end up with a single ERP system, integrated system, you're not going to implement it all at once. You're going to have to slowly decommission systems and move on to the new system. So for all those reasons, you need to have a clear technology roadmap that looks at solution architecture. So this is where you look at the current architecture, how the future state is going to look, what the impact is going to be, what sorts of technology initiatives and work streams and tasks you need to include in your detailed implementation plan that will come later. And then you have your recommended architecture, which includes your change plan and your cost from a technology perspective. Now, one thing that's worth noting is that when we're looking at current architecture, the architectural impact, and the future state recommended architecture, we're not just looking at physical architecture, we're also looking at IT skills. So we're looking at our IT department and looking at what skills do we have today? What's that infrastructure organizationally that we have to support a digital transformation and technology going forward? And what is it we would need going forward? And what are the gaps? We can reskill our existing staff. We could hire existing staff. We could bring in a managed service provider to provide some of those competencies, or some hybrid or combination of all the above. So when we look at solution architecture, it's not just physical architecture. It's also looking at your organizational infrastructure and architecture as well. Now, a digital transformation is only as good and valuable as the information and the insights we get from new technologies and new processes. And that's why business intelligence and analytics is so important and why you should call it out as a separate work stream. Especially in today's day and age of artificial intelligence, predictive analytics, and all these great tools that you can use to really leverage and harness the power of the data that you've accumulated as an organization over years and decades. For that reason, you want to really focus on business intelligence and analytics. So here's where we identify what our analytical requirements are. You start with your current state. What are the reports that we need to have to run our business today? And what's the information that we're missing? What are those reports that in a perfect world we would have insights and real-time visibility into, that sort of thing. So we really want to understand what those requirements are And this is where we can get real creative and think quantum leap type improvements with AI, predictive analytics, and that sort of thing that'll help you have better business intelligence and analytics than you might have had in the past. You then want to define what your future state requirements are in terms of predictive analytics, data requirements, any sort of technology best practices. And then ultimately you want to define what your analytics roadmap is. What is it going to cost to leverage the BI capabilities of technologies you're deploying, or if there's a standalone BI or analytical tool set you're going to deploy as part of a transformation or in addition to the core technologies, you want to understand what that tool set looks like, what the costs are, the software requirements, and what the deployment plan is. So it's a little bit similar to this enterprise app workstream we talked about up here. These two are very similar, but here we're focused on the overall analytics and BI and reporting capabilities. Here you're talking about the core back office, core workflow-based technologies, but you generally want to call these out because oftentimes this part gets overlooked and we tend to myopically focus here and not focus enough on the BI and analytical reporting part of our digital transformation. Now, the last work stream that runs in parallel, starting here in digital strategy, and actually this work stream continues all the way through your transformation, or at least it should, and that is your project quality assurance. This is the risk mitigation framework, the project governance, the resourcing, the overall QA processes and frameworks that are going to help ensure that your project stays on track. And again, this is something that becomes very important as you get into the deeper implementation activities downstream, but it's also important even as you're getting started on the project. It's good to build this muscle memory to start to understand and establish this governance and the project charter and the quality assurance and the risk mitigation mechanisms. They're going to ensure that you keep this phase of the project on track, but even more importantly, it keeps future phases of the project on track as well. It also allows you to understand what this framework is going to look like as you get into the execution of the digital transformation, so you can create a plan and a project charter and a resource estimate that reflects the realities of what it is you're going to deploy from a quality assurance perspective. And this is something that you might want to rely on third-party, independent technology agnostic partners, companies like Third Stage Consulting, who do this all the time for a living and have seen hundreds or thousands of different implementations throughout the world. You can leverage people like us to provide that objective view of what sorts of governance are going to be most effective for you, and more importantly, identify and mitigate the risks that are likely to disrupt or derail the transformation if you don't get a good handle on it. So this is a deeper dive into what some of these different work streams are within a digital strategy framework, but it's also helpful to look at, without getting into too much detail, what happens next. What are those downstream activities that come right after a digital strategy project? And I want to just give you a preview of what happens next. So once you've defined your digital strategy and roadmap, now you start to define what is the detailed plan to get us ready and to get us prepared for a more detailed implementation. So this is the point right here. Imagine a little milestone right here. We've finished our digital strategy phase of the project, and now we're getting into implementation readiness. So now we take everything that we've done over here on the left side in our digital strategy engagement, all that stuff I just talked about, now we get into implementation readiness. And you start to see a lot of the similar work streams here. You've got the operational side of things, which is the business process management from the previous slide. People readiness coincides with the organizational change piece. Technical readiness coincides with the enterprise applications and the business intelligence and the architecture pieces. And then, of course, project governance, planning, and quality assurance is an extension of that quality assurance work stream that I talked about before. So really the only new one here that we tend to focus on is strategic and executive alignment. And quite frankly, oftentimes the strategic and executive alignment starts in the digital strategy phase, but a lot of organizations will wait until they have a clearer roadmap to then start to define in more detail what the overall strategic and executive alignment looks like. So this is where we make sure that we've got our stakeholders and executives on board and aligned with what this project is going to be and how we're going to execute the strategy that we've defined in terms of the implementation. When we get into operational readiness, now we get deeper into the business processes. We define in more detail what the business requirements are. We start to get deeper into further fleshing out what the business processes are. We're not getting down into the detail yet of defining business processes at the transactional level within the software, but we're starting to flesh out more detail that defines, now that we know what the software is going to be or what the technologies are going to be, what are the different pieces of the business processes going to look like to support that technology implementation. And then people readiness too. Now that we've defined the organizational readiness and the organizational change plan during the digital strategy phase, now we start to get deeper into defining the change team. We start to identify the skills, competencies that we need to develop as an organization. We start to get into future state organizational and role design. We start to define transformation communications plan, the organizational design of what the future state organization is going to look like. And this is all really important stuff, especially if we're materially changing or restructuring our business as part of a digital transformation. If your goal is to standardize business processes and centralize certain functions within a global organization, for example, this piece right here is really important. And if we don't do this up front, by the way, if we push this out to implementation out here, what happens is the implementation ends up taking way too much time and money because now you're spinning your wheels trying to figure this stuff out at the same time you're trying to build and deploy technology. So the more we can do up front from an organizational perspective and from an operational perspective for that matter, the more we're going to save time and money later on down here. And then technical readiness too. This is where we start to get our ducks in a row with building out our IT organization, the architecture that we need, as well as the data management and mobilizing a center of excellence to help us take ownership and control of the implementation and not be too dependent on our technical implementers. So again, this whole phase that we're talking about here is step one following digital strategy, but before we get into implementation. And that's a way for us to allow ourselves to build that competency and build that in-house knowledge to be able to be more effective and to have more ownership of the project as we get into implementation. And then finally, project governance and planning. This is something that we start to build out in more detail here. We build out the project charter, the detailed project plan, the resourcing. We make sure that we've not only taken the technology work stream or the technology proposal from our software vendor, but now we've built it out into a more complete program. So we've got the technology work stream that's typically provided by our software vendor, but then we've got to round it out with all this other stuff to create a complete project plan, a complete project charter, and a complete governance approach and quality assurance approach to help make sure that the project is successful. So I hope this has provided you some guidance on how to get started on your digital strategy and what some of the major components are and some work streams that you should be executing as part of your digital transformation. For more information on this topic, I encourage you to download our book called Lessons from 1000 Digital Transformations. It's a book that covers digital strategies, best practices, and lessons learned to help you ensure that you're being successful in your transformation. You can download that and read that book by scanning the QR code on the screen in front of you, or you can go to the links in the description field below, which will include a link to that book as well as other resources. So if you found this information useful, I hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.